Our Daniel is still in there. Morning, our Daniel.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Not so bad. Not so bad. I'm skipping away.
Yeah, you must be exhausted, Daniel. How do you think Saturday night went?
Oh, it was fine, yeah. I enjoyed it. I suppose I got a bit more relaxed, and then maybe my technique wasn't as good as it might have been, but it's you know, it is what it is. It's not easy. No point in me pretending that it's an easy ride. It's a full-on job for me to try and get these routines in my head.
The judges weren't great with you, Daniel, were they? The lowest score of 21.
They're not bad.
I'd get stuck into them, for goodness sake. Stop taking all the hassle from them, Daniel. Where's the nasty Daniel that must be in there somewhere? You couldn't be this nice all the time.
They're not that bad at all. Now, God, they were worse on other people than me.
Are they not winding you up at all?
No, I have to say, no, I'm not. The judges are not getting to me at all. Now, I have to be honest. I'm just going out and dancing and, well, whatever you call it, dancing or shaping or whatever it is. And, I'm trying to enjoy it as much as I can. I mean, I have to say, I'm still feeling nervous going out to dance, which is it's the thing that has amazed me the most, at how nervous this has made me.
And what was it like dressing up as Danny then? Did you like looking at yourself?
When I saw myself, I thought, good God, I was saying I nearly needed planning permission for the quiff. It was that high up. But you know, it was good fun. And I mean, the people and the, you know, hair and makeup, they obviously did all that. And it's amazing, you know, the work that they do, the work that put in. And I was just one of the people. I mean, look what's that to do with Peter and, you know, McDogs and, you know, penguins. And it's just fantastic, the work that they do behind the scenes. And they get no outward credit anyway, but certainly we see it, you know.
And we lost Anthony Ogogo last night. What's it like when someone leaves the show? Because presumably they all get close.
I have to say, that's another thing that I wasn't prepared for. I just don't like that. I mean, and I know it's the main part of the show, that every week somebody has to go. But it's just a horrible period, you know, a horrible part of the whole thing, even though, as I said, it's the main part. But because you do, whether you believe it or not, as I'm saying it, you do get close to people because we're all kind of in the same boat. Yeah. Trying our best to, you know, to learn to dance.
Well, here's the thing, Daniel. We're all still voting for you, sir, and you're still in there. And we're proud to see you on the telly every Saturday night, sir. My mother was sitting watching you. Big Audrey loves you. She likes you.
Thanks. Good on you. Well, listen, I just want to say thanks to everybody that's voting, because obviously as they're voting, well, I mean, I know I wasn't at the bottom of the leaderboard, but I'm on the slide. But please God, now this week I can go out and try and get stop the skipping. They said I was skipping, and I didn't want the word. But that was just giddiness, because I suppose when I got into the stride of things, I forgot that I was, you know, dancing and properly, and I was kind of started social dancing, you know, the way you'd be kind of giddy on the floor. And the shoulders, I think, started coming up and all that business. Brilliant. But anyway, it is what it is. And as long as you enjoy it, I think it's important.
We wish you well, Daniel. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week when you will
Thanks
still be in there.
Again. Well, I'll talk to you anyway, whether it's cheerio or another week, whatever the case may
Thanks,
be.
Thanks, Daniel. Morning to you. He's such a nice guy, isn't he?